在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Assistant Secretary of State Daniel Freed says it is in U.S. interest to help Georgia recover economically, stabilize and restore its sovereignty and territorial integrity, and address what he calls legitimate military needs. With a $1 billion economic aid package already pledged by Washington, Freed says the United States is working with NATO and is sending a Defense Department team to Georgia to help determine what form appropriate military assistance would take.
We are going to make a careful assessment of Georgia's needs. We are going to think about what the appropriate response is to those needs, and we will be discussing that on a separate track.
Freed and Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Eric Edelman used strong language Tuesday in characterizing the challenges ahead in U.S.-Russian relations. Russia must be prevented from drawing a new line in Europe, said Freed, while Edelman asserted that Moscow's relations with the United States and the world have reached a crossroads, adding Russia must decide how it wants to be seen by the world community.
The international community has resolutely rejected Russian aggression. Russia's future actions will define how it is viewed in the world and how the world moves forward with Russia. We hope that on sober reflection, Russia will choose a different path, but our policy will respond appropriately to Russian actions.
Representative Howard Berman, who heads the House Foreign Affairs Committee, asked these questions about a potential military aid package for Georgia.
Will it be basic replenishment of armaments damaged in the recent conflict? Will it allow Georgia the ability to participate in foreign missions such as Iraq? Or will it provide the capacity for self-defense in case of future attacks? Given the asymmetrical nature of the Russian and Georgian forces, just what kinds of arms could possibly give Tbilisi the ability to defend itself from future incursions?
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Carl Levin says U.S. officials must determine where U.S.-Russia relations go now in light of Russian military assertiveness in Georgia.
What is the right balance to strike between signaling to Russia that its claims of a sphere of influence which override the sovereignty of its neighbors are unacceptable, while keeping the door open to Russian integration into the broader international community and working with Russia in areas where our strategic interests are aligned, such as preventing a nuclear Iran or counterterrorism efforts?
Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Lehtinen says Georgia's future and that of the entire region depends on how the United States and members of the European Union react in coming months.
Will there be claims that parts of Ukraine rightfully belong in Russia? Will there be pressure on the Baltic states where so many ethnic Russians live? Will northern Kazakhstan and its large population of ethnic Russians become an issue? Will Russian troops ever leave the independent country of Moldova, which has sought their withdrawal for many years?
But others pointed to Georgian actions in South Ossetia that played a role in provoking a strong Russian military response in Georgia. Republican Dana Rohrabacher and Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee say the United States must preserve its ability to work with Russia.
We have just been pushing the Russians and pushing the Russians, making them into an enemy when they at first wanted to be friends.
Our friends in Russia are as important as our friends in Georgia. We must find a balance. We can sit here and accuse, yes, I believe that Georgia was aggressive. At the same time, Russia is huge and growing. Let us find a way to create peace and opportunity.
Assistant Secretary Freed told lawmakers on Tuesday that while the United States does not seek a bad relationship with Russia, in his words, until Russia's leaders change their path, the two countries may be in for a difficult period. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.